He was one of the best players at his position in the National Football League. At the height of his career, though, he decided to change professions, not because of an injury, but a calling he heard to help others. His story is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Get the information that's critical to your business success. USDA and legislative policy, farm income, market trends, labor supply, crop and livestock production forecasts, all included with your subscription to the Agriculture Letter, now from Farm Journal Media. The Agriculture Letter reveals the latest outlook for agriculture and agribusiness, giving you trusted insight into what's ahead. And you can subscribe today at the special rate of $99 for 1 year. Visit theagricultureletter.com today to get started. For less than $9 per month, you'll learn what will happen next for producers, processors, shippers, suppliers, vendors, and lenders in the ag industry with two jam-packed Agriculture Letter issues each month. You'll receive accurate crop and livestock forecasts, the latest policy updates, commodity markets outlook, and much more in every issue. Visit theagricultureletter.com to subscribe today at the special $99 offer. That's theagricultureletter.com.
Jason Brown had a job few others can say they've had.
I was a professional athlete in the NFL, so I played 4 years with the Baltimore Ravens and 3 years with the St. Louis Rams.
Jason was a lineman for those teams and had a very successful career.
I started more than 100 games as an offensive lineman. I earned the highest contract for a center at the time. It was $37.5 million.
But at the height of his career, he left the NFL and millions of dollars on the table for something else.
Some people say, oh, well, he must have gotten hurt. No, I'm still healthy as a horse, you know, thank God. But it was really a higher calling. God made a farmer out of Jason Brown.
But it wasn't as if Jason grew up on a farm or was headed back to a family business in agriculture. Far from it.
No, I didn't grow up on a farm. You know, my father, he was a landscapist. So, you know, we mowed lawns, planted flowers, shrubs and trees. So I had a little bit of a green thumb. But as far as planting acres and acres of farm fields, nothing like that.
Jason truly did feel a spiritual calling to begin farming. He says some find it curious, but it all makes sense to him.
One thing that God brought to light is that, yeah, you're living the American dream, but at the same time, you're leaving behind all the Americans.
Jason's farm works to grow crops for those in need, a ministry of sorts in agriculture. We'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.